I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday, the fourth day of August. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 73 degrees.
We start with a crash on Mountain View Corridor in West Jordan. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Coronavirus and classrooms. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
More rallies will be held today as students, teachers, and parents get ready for the start of an uncertain school year.
Everybody at some level is affected by this decision.
Coronavirus and classrooms. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, parents and students are going to be rallying, gathering before tonight's school board meeting in Davis County. They want school to be back to class 5 days a week instead of every other day. Mom and nurse Kelly Pitcher wants to see more transparency from the school district.
We've followed the rules all along. We've done what you've asked. Please come together with us now. Please listen to us and hear our concerns, or eventually we stop trusting.
They say school can be done safely. They're upset about the switch to every other day. They'll gather with signs and masks before the meeting. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas, who has more on a protest in the Granite School District.
The president of the Granite Education Association says he's heard from many educators on the issue of schools reopening safely, and many are not satisfied with the district's plan. He sent a letter to the Board of Education and the superintendent last month, and they're asking the board to adopt a modified schedule that would have half the students in the building at one time to allow for more social distancing. The rally will begin at 4:30, just before the school board meets at 5 at 2500 South State Street. Adam Thomas, KSL News Radio.
The debate continues in Cottonwood Heights after police broke up a protest on Sunday afternoon, leading to 8 arrests. Some, like Jessica Eichbauer, say police went too far.
They slammed me down to the ground. 2 officers sat on top of my stomach, and they pepper sprayed me.
She was arrested on suspicion of obstruction of justice. Protesters were joined by armed members of another group who showed up yesterday in support of police.
A hurricane landed in the U.S. last night. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Isaias made landfall at the North and South Carolina state line last night as a Category 1 hurricane. It's now downgraded to a tropical storm. But the National Hurricane Center warns...
Don't be surprised just because the center has made landfall that it's going to weaken very much.
Wind and heavy rains continue the next couple of days as the storm reaches major urban areas of the Northeast. Still no deal on a new stimulus bill in Congress.
We will keep at it and at it and at it because the nation demands a solution.
Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer says both sides agree on another round of $1,200 stimulus checks, but are deadlocked on other issues. Both sides also agree that an agreement must be found. New cases of coronavirus are trending downward nationwide by 9%, and infection rates also begin to taper off. However, deaths, which lagged new cases by a couple weeks, had a 24% increase from a week ago. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And major cities face major spikes in homicides this summer. Chicago seeing the deadliest July in nearly 30 years, more than 100 people killed.
Can't hang gun in front of your house, can't do nothing. It's just sad.
40 children have died by gun violence in Chicago so far this year. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another day of sunshine and very warm temperatures across the Beehive State.
After a number of triple-digit days, we're going to be awfully close again today, but we'll shave off about 4 or 5 degrees for this afternoon. So I'm not even going to say cool down because we're still up into the upper 90s and sunshine, still slightly above the average, but maybe not quite to the level we've been at the last couple of days.
Grant says we can expect a high of about 96 along the Wasatch Front today with a high of 107 in St. George. By Friday, maybe, we cool into the lower 90s.
So with several triple-digit days already this summer, how is Utah's water supply?
Although you're probably running the tap or watering the lawn more because of this heat wave, Utah's reservoirs are still looking pretty healthy, with even ones around the Weber River area at 80%. Problem is, we didn't get a lot of rain this spring.
The spring was so dry and we warmed up so quickly in the spring that the efficiency of the runoff wasn't as good as it normally is. So even though we were near normal with snow, we saw the runoff more like 70 to 80% of normal.
Glenn Merrill with the National Weather Service says that means groundwater resources are probably being stretched more than they should. Merrill's hoping for more storms and snow in the next few months, but encourages everyone to conserve water in case that doesn't happen. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.